This is Embracing Change with Lakrita Bowman and Jennifer Osborne. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Embracing Change podcast. We hope you have been enjoying this season where we have been looking at the person in the mirror and how it relates to change. So we have had a really full season full of a lot of really great things. And today we're going to talk about foundations and how that relates into change. So, Lakrita, how would you describe a foundation with relation to change and how we've talked about a bunch of different subjects?
Exactly. I think that, you know, first of all, foundation, as we talked about the last episode, was about principles. And, you know, always using principles over personality. That means giving people space to be able to create and be able to change and not always believe that they're going to stay the same, because as people's principles change, I think it adapts their personality, and that personality is part of how they approach life. And so I, you know, it being, we just coming away from Martin Luther King's birthday, or, you know what I'm saying, we, you know, taped principles on Martin Luther King's birthday. And so I wanted to share a couple of things before I go into foundation about Martin Luther King. And we all know that he was one who stood up for nonviolence and always making space and room for the underprivileged and wanting to see equality. And so one of his principles is that nonviolence is a way of life for courageous people. Nonviolence seeks to win friendships and understanding. Nonviolence seeks to defend justice, not people. Nonviolence holds that suffering can educate and transform. Nonviolence chooses love instead of hate. Nonviolence believes that the universe is one on the same side of justice. Those were his six principles for nonviolence. And I think that that's a great place to come into foundation, because foundation is a solid support of structure that holds up what is built upon it. And so I just believe that you've got to build your change upon a strong foundation. And the one thing about Martin Luther King is that it didn't matter what he encountered. He never changed his perspective about justice and it being nonviolent.
Yeah, you can look at, or you can hear all of those principles and hear his messages and how he acted and what he did.
It was built on that foundation. Nonviolence was a foundation for him.
Yeah.
And he believed that whether he was being sprayed over the bridge or whether someone was sicking dogs on him, he believed in his foundation, which was nonviolence.
Yeah.
That you can still say what you need to say, do what you need to do, and not be violent about it, and not attack people, and be able to find a neutral place to have a dialogue. And so foundation, that's what it does. It lets you stand firm on what you truly believe. I have a scripture that I want to share. It's Matthew 7, 24, 27, and it says, build your life upon a rock that is silent, solid. Solid.
Unmoving.
Unmovable.
Right.
Always abiding, always standing in that place, knowing that this is what your foundation is. And it doesn't matter what someone says or do, it doesn't change the core of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I interpret this as when the issues of life beats upon my mind, emotions, and will to choose, that I would have to create an anchor that has been placed deep and wide within me to know when to bend and how to bow so I won't break.
Hmm.
When I read that scripture, I have interpreted that scripture that way for me, that becomes my new reality, that I already know that life's going to beat me. You know, that there's going to be times of disappointment and despair, and there's going to be times of joy and pain and happiness and sadness and death and life and ups and down. And I need to be able to bend with them all and move with them all and bow with them all so I don't break. So I know that whatever happens in life, that my foundation is firm. Mm. And that whatever comes, it doesn't mean that I won't have emotions about it or thoughts about it, or I don't want to cuss somebody out sometimes and don't want to, you know what I'm saying, tell somebody off or think I'm right and they wrong. And yet I still have to build a foundation that's going to sustain me and help me to be resilient in life. And I think that sometimes when people create foundations, they are only creating a support system, a support that helps one to bear the weight of their life and the life of issues that come. That's all a foundation is when it comes to change. You have to be willing to find enough people and places and situations around you to help you bear the weight of life.
You have to kind of be brutal as far as cutting out the things that don't support that.
Exactly. And the people and
a million other things. And
exactly.
Sometimes that brutal cutting can kind of hurt, but in the long run, it will be a really good thing.
Exactly. Even your thought patterns,
yeah.
even your behavior patterns, asking yourself, why am I doing this? Where did this come from? I'm going to consistently reiterate this and say, you know, we must always be willing to ask ourselves, why, what, and how is this going to affect the life that I say I want and I'm building? Foundation is also establishing yourself, you know, and establishing certain things in your life, which means to make firm and permanent. There's some things in my life that is permanent.
They're your non-negotiables.
They're non-negotiable. I had a conversation with someone today about a situation I'm in right now. I'm building some homes in a neighborhood that I've been in for 30 years for the underprivileged and people who are struggling with life-controlling issues. And the neighbors that don't even live on the street is coming out against it. And they're pretty much saying, not in my backyard. Not in my backyard. And my non-negotiables is, I'm not going to bow down to that. I will try to find a win-win and I will try to have compromise. And yet you've just moved into this neighborhood where I've been in doing ministry for over 30 years, and I want to expand on my land. I'm an African-American woman who wants to expand on my land. And I listen to all the people, and predominantly they are Caucasian. And they're males and a few females, and it's not in my backyard. Some have lived in this neighborhood 6 months. Some have lived in it 12 years. But I've lived in it 30, and not in my backyard. But my non-negotiables is, I am going to be the voice for the voiceless. I'm going to shoulder the opposition for the ones who've yet to build their foundation to be able to do it. I'm going to be it. I'm going to be the change, and I'm not going to be violent, and I'm not going to be disrespectful. I'm going to be cordial and diplomatic and honest and open and hope that people can see themselves and where they're coming from, that you would put property over the value of people.
Or fear.
Or fear.
Yeah, fear of what would that program entail if it was that close to me.
Exactly. Instead of seeing the opportunity for you to plow on the same land with me.
Yeah.
And build and bring your gifts to the table.
Yeah. Inviting them into the process.
Exactly. And that's what I'm trying to do. Invite you into the process. But instead I get an email this morning, and the first thing they said is, I found you some land across down the street, around the corner, up the hill. I don't need you to find me land. I already got land. I appreciate your diligence, but let's see how we can make it a win-win in a new way, because non-negotiable, I'm not going nowhere. And so I just know that, you know, a foundation helps you to be organized, to create order in your life, you know, to create a plan, to help you arrange and to help you understand who you are and why you are that way and what you're willing to do for the best version of yourself. That's what a foundation is for me. And then, you know, it helps me to have my footing, you know, because life gets slippery sometimes. But a real firm foundation is a scripture in the Bible that talks about when my foot was about to slip, he widened my path. In other words, he gave me greater footing so I wouldn't fall.
Yeah.
So a foundation helps me to know that I may stumble, but I don't have to fall. And even if I do fall down, I'll fall on the foundation I built. And that foundation will help me get up and stand again.
Because it's unmovable, right?
It's unmovable. A foundation is framework. It is how you frame stuff in, your information, your wisdom, your communication, how you make decisions. That's a foundation. And it helps you to be able to lay it to a place where you know that this is what I stand on. And when the winds and the rain beats up on my life, I have something I can stand on. That's framework. That it may not feel good. I may not even like it. And yet I have something that I can stand on. That goes deeper than what I believe sometimes and deeper than what I feel. It really is what I truly trust in. For me, that is my relationship to God, my relationship to myself, and my relationship to other people. Those are foundationals. And learning how to navigate each one without trying to not be authentic, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and just to be able to look at your life and know that this whole series we've talked about, you know, the person in the mirror. You know, what are we doing with the person in the mirror? And so I guess I would ask you, Jennifer, what are some of your non-negotiables? What are some of your foundational truths?
Oh, my relationship with God, definitely.
Okay.
That is the absolute first non-negotiable for me. And his word. And sometimes, like, being obedient is not necessarily a fun thing. Sometimes it can feel really hard. Sometimes it kind of feels easier. I won't say easy because obedience never is really easy. It's just easier in some areas. But that's a non-negotiable for me. That is my thing. Another non-negotiable is just my relationship with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a non-negotiable. He is second to my relationship with God. So other things I have to cut out and let go if it interferes with that. And sometimes that, like I said, that's not exactly always easy, but it's a good choice. Just in my relationship with people and being kind, for me, that's a non-negotiable. Like, I cannot let unkindness dwell in my life. So that's a non-negotiable. So I always want to be an encourager and kind. So that's a non-negotiable.
Okay. And so I think that we all have to find the foundational non-negotiables. You know, I see so many people are so indecisive, you know, with COVID going on, just so many things. People, you know, but this is the time to really lay and build a foundation that is non-negotiable for you.
Yeah.
That these are live or die. Like, I'll die for these. And I think some of us are dying for stuff that isn't important. And then you wonder when you see the violence of, I hate to say it this way, but they call it black on black crime. You know what I mean? Where somewhere they have the young men and people who are killing each other don't have a foundation, you know what I'm saying, to a point where their principles override their personality. So they will shoot and kill each other. I remember when I was young, the worst we did still was not the best, but we might fight each other in the park. But we didn't go home and get a gun and come back and shoot somebody. So to me, life is non-negotiable for me. Life is important. and your life is important to me. And I just would hope this we would get to a place where people will see that lives are more important.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That they're important. And that so, but if you don't value your own life, you will never value mine.
Life just in general, both places, yours and someone else's, just life in general
exactly.
is important and it has value and it's an unmovable value.
It's like, unmovable, unshakable.
It has value in the sight of God.
Every life.
Period.
Period.
Right? Period.
You know what I mean? And so we've got to, but I think again, it goes back to the foundation of how you see yourself. If you don't see yourself as valuable, then nothing else is. And so that's why when we started this, again, I would say, you know, I had 10 topics. And, you know, my first topic was, what is change? And then I went down and I said, what is the preparation and the transition to change? Then what is the conflict in change? What is courage in change? What is accountability in change? How do you execute and have execution and change? How do you do it? Then what is the structure and change? What is the clarity? And how do you get clear on the change you want to make? And then what is your principles? And how are you going to articulate them? How are you going to establish them? And then how are you going to lay your personality down to your principles so you can build your foundation? Because the foundation is what all the rest of that stuff stands on. And if you live by those things and look at those things and ask yourself throughout this podcast or through your life, what does that mean? See, I have a story. I wrote a book years ago. It's Positive and Inspirational Thoughts. And one of the things was about a situation, and it's called Having the Power to Change Your Situation. And I'd like to talk a little bit about that as we're probably coming to a closing of this podcast for today. And this is what it says. It says, there was a person that was chained to a chair, unable to move. And they had been in that chair for so long that when someone came and unchained them, they still sat there. So another person came up to him and said, why are you sitting there? And they said, I don't know how to not sit here. I've been sitting here a long time. And they said, but nothing's keeping you from moving. And they said, I know. And they said, well, why don't you get up? And the other person said, I don't know how. And the other person said, well, I can help you. And then the other person said, no, you can't, because you don't have the key to the chains that have me locked to this chair. And he said, there is no chains. And then the man said, and he realized that the chains was no longer present in the natural. They were present in his mind. And that's what I've learned about change. If you don't deal with it from a mind's perspective, it don't matter how many opportunities come to you. You will always believe you're chained to a chair, a situation, a person, a circumstance. And you could be as free as you want to move, but if your mind doesn't agree with you, it doesn't move anywhere. And so I like to encourage us to start the process. Begin to see yourself differently. Begin to identify yourself in a place of your life that you can look at yourself in the mirror and begin to love who you see. Doesn't make you perfect, but it makes you present. It creates an opportunity for you to start affirming you, for you to start saying to you how much you value you. Because until you value you, you can't expect anyone else to do that for you. And so I just hope that when you look at the person in the mirror, that you'll take the responsibility to change that person. Looking back as a reflection of who you want to be, even if you're not there yet. Always know the best version of you is waiting for you to show up and invite them to come on the journey.
So cool. I love that story. Well, thank you for walking us through all these different processes and foundational elements to change. It's been really great. It's been really great. And I just encourage all of you out there to go back and re-listen. If there was a segment that you weren't really sure about, go back and play it again. And as always, we would love to hear from you. There is an email in the description that you can send an email with any questions. And the book that we had talked about today is called Principles by Ray Dalio, D-A-L-I-O. Go out and check that out. And also, if you were interested in Lakrita's story, you can go out to Amazon.com and you can find her book out there. If you're local to the Cincinnati area, you can go to Joseph Beth Booksellers and find the book there as well. And we thank you for joining us for this episode of Embracing Change.
Thank you, Jennifer. Always been a pleasure. I'm looking forward to the next podcast.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great.
It is.
Wait till you guys get into season 3 with us.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
Change. I'm talking about change. Change. I'm talking about change. Change.
Hey there. Before you go, I wanted to share with you a cause that is very near and dear to Lakrita's heart. That is City Gospel Mission. City Gospel Mission has operated in the Cincinnati area since 1924, providing recovery services to those who have life-controlling issues, food for the hungry, shelter for the homeless, youth services, and job services. To find out more about how to give or to volunteer, go to www.citygospelmission.org. That's www.citygospelmission.org. Thanks. You've been listening to the Embracing Change podcast. Music production and mastering by Gone Coastal Productions. Podcast editing and production by Jennifer Osborne. Podcast copyright 2021 by Lakrita Bowman.